thank you to Michelle and to our youth this morning for providing our prelude this morning. Good morning. I hope you're doing very well today. I hope you are ready to get some worship time here together as we celebrate our third Sunday in Advent. He is coming. He is near. It's a glorious time of year. I know that with all of our shopping and all of our planning and with everything that goes on, I know that it can be a little bit stressful time. So I hope that you are able to take this time and just let yourself unwind and just be in the glow of the word and of the music this morning. I'm very excited that you're here this morning. Let's stand together and let's start with Children of Light. We begin this morning singing about how it's a new day and we are children of light. Let's sing together.
It's a new day. Everything changed. When your love came into the darkness, you sent the light of the sun. You sent the light of the sun. Wake up, open your eyes. No longer dead, we are alive. Rise up, children of light. Open the doors, don't let it shine. There is freedom in your kingdom. For you, Jesus, we will be dancing. Forever your joy is our song. Forever your joy is our song. Wake up, open your eyes. No longer dead, we are alive. Rise up, children of light. Open the doors, go let it shine. Oh, shadows, let it shine. Hope for the whole world, let it shine, let it shine. Song for the broken, let it shine. Into the shadows, let it shine. Hope for the whole world, let it shine, let it shine. Wake up, open your eyes. No longer dead, we are alive. Rise up, children of light, open the doors, go let it shine. Oh, 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 oh. It's a new day, everything changed. When your love came into the darkness, you sent the light of the sun. You sent the light of the sun.
Amen. I think it's always important to remember that it is a new day, that there is a new day dawning. There's something that's new on the horizon for us. And at this time of year, that new thing is the gift that is to come. We continue with Come Thou Fount, Come Thou King.
Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some mercy. under darkness till you came and rescued me. I was bound by all my sin when your love came and set me free. Now my soul can sing a new song. Now my heart has found a home. Now your grace is always with me, and I'll never be alone. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Savior, come with mortal men to dwell. Come in flesh, O love incarnate, God with us, Emmanuel. Son of God, O Son of David, Son of Mary, Son of man, hope of everything created, from thy throne to Bethlehem. Come thou bound, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing.
When we think about those gifts that we have at this time of year, all those things of which to be thankful for, we ask that you take this opportunity to welcome each other in the name of Christ. Let's pass the peace together.
Morning.
See ya. How you been?
Oh, not too bad.
Good morning.
This week we light the candle of love. Christina Rossetti, a late 19th century poet, wrote, "Love came down at Christmas, love all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas, star and angels gave the sign." Jesus was the fully divine and fully human Son of God, making sense of Jesus' full divinity and full humanity existing in the same place and at the same time is confusing. The Nicene Creed attempts to spell it out by saying, "We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from light, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one of being with the Father." It's almost funny that the best way we can describe this cornerstone of our faith is to say that Christ is of the same substance of God, or in other words, whatever God is, Christ is too.
The point is that love both came down and was born, because love is who God is. God is the creator of all things seen and unseen. God is full of majesty and glory. God's presence also lives internally within us, closer to us than the air we breathe. When we learn to love God and love one another, I am convinced that what we share is the very presence of the divine. Yes, it can be confusing, and there is a tension when trying to explain it. But love lies at the center of it all. This morning, we light the candle of love as a sign of the beautiful mystery of God's love.
Let us pray. Gracious God, whose love came down and put on flesh to walk among us, help us to accept and share your presence, so that the world might know your love. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Heather Dorr, and I've got Paul Wolf helping me out this morning. And of course, a big thank you to everyone who's kind of stepped up as our senior pastor is recovering from surgery, those who have helped liturgically and in other ways. I really appreciate all of your help. I want to draw your attention to a few pieces. First of all, our ushers are passing around the attendance pads. If you register your attendance with us, give us your information, we can best care for this congregation. I want to lift up a couple different things. One is Christmas Eve worship. Today is the 15th. Christmas Eve is the 24th, so we are 9 days out. Really close, but we'll be having our usual three services with a nativity party with live animals starting at 4, then a family service at 5, cantata at 7:30 with the choir singing, and a 10 o'clock communion, carols, more of a contemplative service. All three very different feels, same message but told in different ways. I'll be here all night. You're welcome to come be here all night. Next thing that I wanted to lift up is that this year we are going to open ourselves up to be a warming station when it's bitterly cold, when it is negative 30 or colder, which means that schools are out. And we've learned that there is a big need for warming stations that will allow children. And so we will be opening ourselves up to families with young children who are in need of a place to be warm. There were 5 days that were this cold last winter, and I hear it's supposed to be as bad, maybe even worse this winter. And so our parish nurses are working on gathering people who would be willing to be part of that. If you are interested in being one of our hosts during that bitterly cold time, there's a serve card in the pew in front of you. You can write down your name and your information and put that in the collection plate, and it'd be wonderful to know some more names that would be interested in serving in that way of coming and doing hospitality for people who need a warm place to stay. If that's not right for you or you're not able to do something like that, one thing that you could do is help by bringing in some goodies and some food so that our guests who are here during those times can leave with some warm soup in their stomach and some goodies. So as you are making your soups and your breads and your cookies and your bars here in the next few weeks, we are getting a taste of that cold, and so it could come sooner than we want it to. And so if you make some extras, we have two freezers downstairs that we're able to put those materials in. So I think it's chicken noodle soup, vegetable beef soup, and chili. And so if you want to bring those or any bars or cookies in, we'll put those in the freezer and we could pull them out when it gets that cold. Next thing I wanted to lift up is that last year we were working to be in relationship with Thomas Jefferson Elementary School. They've closed and merged with Mark Twain, and we're kind of trying to figure out how we can continue to build a partnership with that school. They have spent the first half of the year in two separate buildings as Mark Twain is finishing being built, and they're ready to move in to their new building. And so a great way that we can kind of continue this relationship and try to really build a great partnership is to show up when they have requested help, and they've requested help for their moving. This is the week of Christmas. They're looking for people to help them load and unload at their old buildings into their new building, be December 23rd, the 26th, and the 27th. And it would be wonderful if Asbury showed up in mass to help them and said, we want to be partnered with you, our local elementary school. I think that's all my announcements, although I do have one thing to lift up is that I was told we have a long-standing partnership with Salvation Army bell ringing down at K&K, and I believe there are a couple slots open. We'll be ringing until, I think, noon on Christmas Eve. So if you've got time, an hour to do that, you can look on your way out the door. There's a sign-up sheet over in this entrance, and you can make sure you get signed up so we fill all those slots. Otherwise, I'm going to invite Paul Wolf to come up. And did I miss? I missed out on your video, didn't I? You introduce it. Go for it.
So, if you have a joy or concern, please stand up, and one of the singers will bring you a mic to make say that. But first off, we have a video from the Starry Night, just some highlights and a little thank you video. So watch that first. Service, there's going to be actually, there's a 5-minute video that actually walks you through what happened that night. So if you stick around to see that, feel free. But if anybody has joys and concerns, do we have any? Linda?
I have a couple things. First of all, I'm Linda Carver, and Tom, we had a whirlwind of a week. Actually, he saw the doctor on Monday instead of Thursday, and then the doctor got him in on Wednesday for surgery, and he came home Thursday, and so he's still at home. He's walking straight like he should, and he's a little tender yet, but he sends his love to everyone and hopes to be back real soon. And then the second was just the Starry Night. Just a thank you for everybody. We had around 400 that came in, but more important, we had over 100 people from the church participate in it, and it was an electrifying kind of event. It was fun. It was just fun, and it was just told the story. And so God was so present here that day, and I just want to thank everybody who participated.
Dennis, and I have a concern, and my coworker and friend, Lori, her husband passed away unexpectedly. He was 61, had no idea this was coming. understandably, she's devastated. She has a strong support system of family and friends, but she could use some prayers, as well as her daughter, Carly. Thank you.
I'm April Crowder. My sister, Kelly, is recovering from pneumonia. It's made worse because she has cancer, and so anytime you have something like that going on, a pneumonia can put you in the hospital. And she spent 5 days in the hospital and was released on Friday. So that's a joy that she's out, but continued prayers for her recovery.
Hi, I'm Bev Breed. I have two concerns. One is for my niece, Sarah. She woke up this morning with excruciating pain in her side and is at the emergency room right now. So I have no idea what's going on with her, but hopefully it's something, you know, very easily treatable. And my other prayer concern is my daughter, Micah. Her husband, Andy, has a cousin, Josh. He and his wife, Tatiana, they had a baby boy yesterday at 24 weeks. And the baby's only 1 pound and 9 ounces. So they need lots and lots of prayers.
Hi, Rebecca Erickson. I have a joy in that we're proud that Miles is going to be auditioning for a play on Wednesday, so we're proud of him for that, but just pray that he does his best and is calm. Thanks.
And if there's no others to share, we'll short moment of silence, be with God together, and then I'll do a short prayer. And we'll finish in the Lord's Prayer. So if you bow your heads, take a moment of silence. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for your strength and love. As we prepare for the birth of Jesus, help us, remind us to give, to help others, help us to love, help us to show your wonderful grace. As we remember our fellow brothers and sisters for health and recovery, for Pastor Tom, for the passing of our friends, for auditions, for new birth, for help and recovery and new birth, help us to understand your will and work with your grace. In this time of preparation, help us to give our love and to share your grace. Hear us now as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. All right, and the first reading today is from Deuteronomy 15, chapter 7 through 11. Page 151 in your pew Bibles. And 151 or 171, and if I drop it, it's because I'm turning the page. So I practiced. I almost dropped it. So if there is among you anyone in need, a member of your community in any of your towns within the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward your needy neighbor. You should rather open your hand, willingly lend enough to meet the need, whatever it may be. Be careful that you do not entertain a mean thought, thinking, the seventh year, the year of remission is near. And therefore, view your needy neighbor with hostility and give nothing. Your neighbor might cry out to the Lord against you, and you would incur guilt. Give liberally and be ungrudging when you do so. For on this account, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. Since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land. God's word for God's people.
Screen. I am the lamb for whom the shepherd left the other 99, who, having been found, was the cause of great rejoicing. Let there be joy on earth as in heaven. I am the coin for which the woman lit the lamp and searched the house, which, having been found, was the cause of much celebration. Let us, with angels, sing glory to God. Amen. We continue singing, He Has Come For Us.
All the angels sing, Alleluia. Jesus Christ is born. All the children sing,
Jesus Christ the Lord.
I hope you've been enjoying those videos like I have. And I hope you've been enjoying our sermon series, The Redemption of Scrooge. 2 weeks ago, we began our journey through A Christmas Carol with money-worshipping Ebenezer Scrooge. Author Charles Dickens calls him a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. Scrooge is visited by the ghost of his former business partner that warns him that three more ghosts are coming to teach him of the need to change his ways. The ghost of Christmas past shows Scrooge visions of his own past Christmases, and it starts the process of softening his heart, not only to others, but to himself and his own past. When the ghost of Christmas present arrives, and that's the ghost we're looking at today, Scrooge says to him, "Spirit, conduct me where you will. I went forth last week on compulsion, and I learned a lesson which is working now. Tonight, if you have aught to teach me, let me profit by it." We see that the transformation has begun. If you were with us in worship last week out of compulsion and found yourself learning a lesson about the past, I hope that you are open to how you might profit from a lesson about the present as well. I hope your heart is softened as Scrooge's is, and I hope that your eyes are open to see the beauty of the present. Our scripture reading for this morning comes from Matthew's Gospel in chapter 26, which is towards the end of the story. For the last two chapters, Jesus has been preaching in the temple for all that wish to hear Jesus' lesson and profit by it. The last two lessons that he teaches are the parable of the talents, which is about putting to good use the talents that our master has entrusted upon us, and what's called the judgment of nations, where the Son of Man will judge all people and will separate the sheep from the goats. Those who saw Jesus hungry and thirsty and naked and a stranger, and they cared for him, and those who saw him in need, and they left him. After this time of teaching is done, the narrator tells us that the chief priests began to conspire to kill Jesus. The hour of his death is near. The tension is mounting. Let's hear now what happens next. Now, while Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when the disciples saw it, they were angry and said, "Why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum and the money given to the poor." But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. By pouring this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Wonderful God, we pray that you open our heart and our eyes to see the gifts of the present. Help us to better understand how we may give to others and how we may better see the blessings of what is right before us. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in thy sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Jesus being anointed, being blessed and singled out by a woman, happens in all four Gospels, although the details vary among them. In Luke's Gospel, the anointing happens in Galilee, which is Jesus' home region, rather than in Bethany, which is close to Jerusalem, where Jesus will die. In Luke's Gospel, the woman also bathes his feet rather than anoints his head. In John's Gospel, it is Mary Magdalene who does the anointing. And in Mark's Gospel, that's the only one where it mentions the high-priced a high price of this ointment at 300 denarii. Today we're looking at Matthew's version of the story, and in this version, the woman isn't named. In fact, we're told nothing about her, and so we're left to imagine what brought her to this place today. Was she a woman who Jesus had healed? Was someone she loved healed by Jesus and had their life transformed? Was she a woman who was living a life of sin and pain and poverty who has been changed by Jesus' ministry? Matthew never tells us what brought her to Jesus that day, except a vision to see something that Jesus' disciples could not see. This woman alone recognizes that Jesus' time on earth is limited. She alone has the eyes to see that his death is near, and so she must be able to read the tension in the air and the politics of the whole situation, because she anoints him for a burial that will happen in the very next chapter of the gospel. Normally, a deceased body is anointed at home in private before they're taken for a public burial. Jesus will not be anointed at home. He'll experience a public, charged, shameful death and a hasty, private burial. And this woman sees this. And she offers Jesus a gift of dignity and recognition that should be his due, and yet it will not be. This woman sees the gift of the present. When the ghost of Christmas present appears to Ebenezer Scrooge, his cold, dark, depressing rooms undergo a transformation with the Spirit's presence. Charles Dickens describes it this way, and I hope that you can see it in your mind's eye as well as I did. Let me share it. The walls and ceiling were so hung with living green that it looked a perfect grove, from every part of which bright, gleaming berries glistened. The crisp leaves of holly, mistletoe, and ivy reflected back the light as if so many little mirrors had been scattered there. Heaped up on the floor to form a kind of throne were turkeys, geese, game, poultry, brawn, great joints of meat, sucking pigs, long wreaths of sausages, mince pies, plum puddings, barrels of oysters, red-hot chestnuts, cherry-cheeked apples, juicy oranges, luscious pears, immense 12 cakes, and seething bowls of punch. Do you see it? Can you imagine the extravagance, the opulence that the present brings? Charles Dickens describes the ghost of Christmas past as being ethereal, as hard to pin down, near and yet far away, and yet the ghost of Christmas present is present. It is there. And isn't that true? We can feel the present with us, and at times it takes up the whole room. It's all that we can see. It is right in front of us. I love the version of the ghost of Christmas present in A Muppet Christmas Carol, which is the best version of this story. In the movie, the ghost of Christmas present is able to expand and shrink to fill whatever space he is in. It's like the present is all that we can see in front of us, taking up so much space. Dickens gives us some really great descriptions here in this section. In the first section, in stave one, we're merely told Scrooge went home to bed. And that's how it described his journey from work to home. In this section, the ghost takes Scrooge on a journey through the present, and he spends about 5 pages describing the streets and the people and the celebration of Christmas. There is so much to see, it seems to suggest, if we have the eyes of love rather than the eyes of selfishness and stinginess. Through Ebenezer Scrooge's eyes, all there is to see is the path to home. Through the Spirit's eyes, we see the glory that is all around. It's kind of an unsustainable way to live unless you have a natural disposition to positivity. Being grateful, keeping our eyes open to the blessings that are right in front of us, that doesn't come easily or naturally to all people. It's a spiritual discipline that we have to practice. We have to cultivate. You might start a gratitude journal to help you to better see how you have been blessed by God if this isn't something that comes naturally to you. It's actually been helpful for me. I've got a 3-year-old at home, and every night we thank God for something. And sometimes what he thanks God for is very surprising, but it forces me to think, what am I thanking God for today? Seeing the present with the eyes of love is a way to exercise our gratitude. And I think that that's something that the woman who anoints Jesus is able to see. Like the ghost of Christmas present, who is always surrounded by abundance, this woman let the ointment wash over Jesus' head, and the ointment spilled out, coating his forehead and his hair and his neck and his shoulders. The sweet-smelling fragrance rose in the air. Abundance. Extravagance. In the story, the ghost of Christmas present sprinkles incense on people as they pass, offering his own sort of anointing. Ebenezer Scrooge asks, would it apply to any kind of dinner on this day? The response is, to any kindly given, to a poor one most. Why to a poor one most? Asked Scrooge. Because it needs it most. The ghost of Christmas present sprinkling incense on the poor especially makes sense. But I confess that for me, Jesus praising someone pouring a year's wages down the drain instead of caring for the poor doesn't seem to make much sense. You will always have the poor among you, Jesus says. I've often read this passage and thought about how heartless it seems like Jesus is being here, how cavalier with finances and the poor. And that's the reason that I wanted to include our first scripture today from Deuteronomy that Paul read. The final verse is, since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, which is what Jesus is saying, I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land. In our gospel lesson for today, Jesus doesn't refute his disciples' concerns. They say, that money could have gone to the poor, and he doesn't say, no, you're wrong. He doesn't say that they're off base. He doesn't tell them that now all the money that they get will be going towards his own ability to bathe in ointment. But he tells them that they are right, that there will always be poor and needy people. They will always have to open their hand towards others and extend charity towards others. The only things that are certain are death, taxes, and poverty. But Jesus also praises the woman who anointed him. He makes her part of the story. He talks about how she's written herself into the narrative. Truly, I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. This woman is the only one who has the vision to see what's truly going on. She's the only one that understands what Jesus is about to face and that his time on earth is limited. And she can appreciate the blessing that is right in front of her. It's so easy to focus on the negative. We can see the pain and the suffering and the poverty all around us. It isn't hard to see. It's not very far away. And there will always be people around us, Jesus says, that need to be cared for, people that we must be in service toward, people who are in need. But we also need to be able to rejoice in the blessings staring us in our face before they pass away. That's a mindset that we have to cultivate. We here in Bettendorf aren't so good at that. We can't always see the blessings that are here for the moment and that'll be gone tomorrow because we have so much around us. And the fact of the matter is, the more money that we have, the more we think we have control over what goes on in our lives. Many in this community can make every day, like Christmas Day, no problem. Many people have the finances to make every day opulent and amazing. But there are those in our community, in the Quad Cities and beyond, who have better eyes to see the blessings of the moment because they recognize the fragility of the moment. That everything that we have could slip away so easily. Why to a poor one most? Asked Scrooge. Because it needs it most. Friar Gustavo Gutierrez called it a preferential option for the poor. God has a special love for the poor, special blessings upon them, because they are more aware that what we have is a gift from God. They're better able to have the eyes to see the blessings of the moment, of the present, of the now. Dickens describes Bob Cratchit's Christmas celebration in this way. He says, "There was nothing of high mark in this. They were not a handsome family. They were not well dressed. Their shoes were far from being waterproof. Their clothes were scanty. And their son Peter might have known, and very likely did, the inside of a pawn shop. But they were happy, grateful, pleased with one another and contented with the time, and looked happier yet in the bright sprinklings of the Spirit's torch." Maybe your Christmas celebration is like the room that the ghost transformed. It's overwhelming with sweets and good things to eat in a cold and dark environment. Maybe it's more like the Cratchits with nothing beautiful but bright. Maybe your Christmas celebration is like one and you wish it were like the other. They say that the past is history, the future is mystery, but the present is a gift. Have eyes to see the present for the blessing that it is, for the love that shines out of it, rather than eyes of longing for what others have or eyes that only focus on the despair all around. Have eyes to see the blessing of Christ in your midst and pour your praises on him. Thank God for what you have now, what could so easily go away, and do all you can to make better the Christmases of those all around you. As Scrooge journeys with the ghost of Christmas present, he observes that the spirit seems to age. He will pass from this world at midnight. The time of the present is short. None of us knows how long it will last. None of us knows what will happen next or how our world might change in an instant. What we have is the now, what is before us, and the ability to praise God for how we have been blessed. May you feel the Spirit's incense upon your Christmas present, offering you blessing and anointing and eyes to see the love all around. Will you pray with me? Wonderful God, at times we are caught up in the past trying to make changes, trying to atone for the mistakes that we have made, stuck in an embarrassed misery over the things that we have done. At times we're stuck in the future, hoping and dreaming and wishing. Help us to focus on the present. Help us this week to see the blessing of the moment, to see what is right before us, that no matter what we're going through, no matter how we are suffering, no matter how we are mourning or fighting, there is a blessing to be seen, and there is a hope to be found, and there is love all around. Amen. As I was preparing for a message of love and of Christmas present, I thought of the song of the Ghost of Christmas Present in A Muppet Christmas Carol, and Michael's letting me play it for you guys for offertory. So, first service didn't get this, you guys. This is fun. So I hope that this song gets stuck in your head this week. I sincerely do, because it's a fun song. And at this time, we're going to take up an offering, and I pray that you give as has been given to you.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true, wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. A cup of kindness that we share with another. A sweet reunion with a friend or a brother. In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas. It is the season of the heart, a special time of caring, the ways of love made clear. And it is the season of the spirit, the message, if we hear it, is make it last all year.
It's in the giving of a gift to another, a pair of mittens that were made by your mother.
It's all the ways that we show love that feel like Christmas.
What a childhood will always remember. It is the summer of the soul in December. Yes, when you do your best for love, it feels like Christmas.
It is the season of the heart, a special time of caring, the ways of love made clear. It is the season of the spirit, the message, if we hear it, is make it last all year.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true, wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. It's true, wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. It feels like Christmas. It feels like Christmas. It feels like Christmas.
Stuck in your head this week. It's really the best version of A Christmas Carol. You got the fun of the Muppets and the great acting of Sir Michael Caine. So, and I would say, if you haven't watched the movie or read the book, it's a great way to spend a little bit of time this Christmas reflecting on Ebenezer Scrooge's journey and your own journey. It's been a great experience for the sermon series. It's been fun. I ask you to stand and receive now a blessing. I invite you to stay for a few minutes and watch a video that takes you through Starry Night if you weren't able to be here for the experience, or if you want to see yourself on screen and continue to celebrate that wonderful event last week. But I pray that this week that you recognize the gift of the present. We can't control the past and the future. We don't always know what's going to happen, but you have the moment of right now to focus on. You have the right now that you can control. And so I pray that you see those blessings that are before you this week. Have a blessed week as you go out to do justice, love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Peace be with you.
Joy.
joy. Joy to the world, joy to the world, rejoice, rejoice, our King is here, we shall reign forever, men of earth and angels cheer, we shall reign forever, glory right before our eyes, we shall reign forever, majesty in a manger lies, we shall reign forever, joy to the world, the Lord is come, joy to the world, bless him, his son, go, tell the world, tell everyone, joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Have a great week, everyone. Continue to spread love. We'll see you next week.
To use the stairs.
Have you paid your taxes?
I have.
Move along.
Come along, travelers. We're gonna take a way around the city that's not so crowded. Except for maybe a few smelly shepherds.
Alive with so many people. Where do you come from?
We are making our way to Bethlehem for the census.
There are so many people traveling that way. All the stories they can tell of far-off places and lands. And me. All I can tell are stories of just sitting here beside my sheep all day. Nothing new or exciting ever happening.
We're smelly. And some people consider us unclean because we work out in the fields with our sheep.
We may be dirty and poor and stuck in this field, but don't forget that the sheep we tend to will help atone for our people's sins.
Swaddling clothing and lying in a manger.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
We must go to
I'll make you all a deal. It's very busy tonight, but it can be yours for 100 denarii.
100 denarii?
Shall I get the keys, sir?
No, that's ridiculous. No one can afford that much.
Oh, well, you know, it's very busy this evening. As you can hear, I have lots of people in there. And it's supply and demand. You know, when demand is high, I have to supply my coin purse. So if that's too much for you all, then good luck finding a room somewhere else because everybody's full tonight. So you best just move along then.
With shepherds, and we saw angels. They were singing God's glory and telling us that a Savior has been born this very night.
Shepherds? They were here and they told us the whole story. You saw the angel chorus too?
We did. Is this the child they told us about? The Messiah who will save us all?
It is. I was visited by an angel months ago who told me not to be afraid, that I had found favor with God. The angel said I would be given a child, to name him Jesus, and that he would be great and the Son of the Most High. This baby, as crazy as it may seem, would be king without end. This is a blessing for all people, for all time. No matter what you face, God's Son will always be with you.
We shall now leave you to this peaceful night and to your rest, holy family. We must escort now these weary travelers to Bethlehem so they might stock up on goods in the Bethlehem marketplace.